Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Shane O'Collins. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third, the third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lefty Williams. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second, the first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third, the third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Slim Sally. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Slim Sally. And now, play ball. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive towards short. Kopf catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rath hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch bunts towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch takes first base on ball four. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins catches it and throws to first to double up Rausch. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally hits a pop-up towards third. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weaver moves to second. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch bunts towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. Weaver moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert fields it and throws to home to get Weaver. Jackson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Gandel. The throw from Raridan and he is safe. Gandel steals second. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Risberg hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 1 in the game. Rath takes first base on ball 4. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Rath moves to second. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rath scores. Groh moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Rausch. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Kopff reaches third base with a triple. Groh scores. Duncan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raridan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0-for-1 in the game. Sally hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rath hits a pop-up towards short. Risberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Risberg. Raridan moves to second. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a line drive into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Kopff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-2 in the game. The umpire calls a balk on Sally. Weaver moves to third. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-2 in the game. Felsch hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roush takes first base on ball 4. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Roush moves to second. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kopf hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roush scores. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. There goes Neal. The throw from Shock and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 2 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops it up and throws to first, with Sally covering, for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Risberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into right field. Neal picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Neal. Groh throws it away. That's an error on Groh. Risberg goes all the way around to score. Schalk moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Reds. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raridan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0 for 2 in the game. Sally hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rath hits a line drive towards third. Weaver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Daubert. Jackson moves to second. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 3 in the game. Felsch hits a line drive towards third. Groh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 3 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a fly ball towards center. Felsch catches it and throws to first to double up Groh. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 3 in the game. Gandel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.